It's lovely to be here tonight to give a wee word of testimony, and you've been very, very good and very, very patient, and I know time is going on and I'm not going to keep you very much longer at all. And there's some young people here tonight and they have sat up so, so well. I'm so impressed with them. So that is just brilliant. Now, as I said, it's a wonderful joy to be here, and I'm just going to tell you very briefly what the Lord has done for me and how God has blessed me in the years that have passed. I was born and brought up in a farming family outside Ochre, County Tyrone. Most of you will know that Jonathan is my brother, and there were seven children in our family, six boys and one girl. But before you start feeling sorry for the girl, she was fine. She could stand up for herself the very, very best. She was the toughest of the lot of us. But we have many happy childhood memories, and God was very, very good to us. With so many boys in the house, there was always plenty of adventure, and we didn't have much money. We didn't have much by means of material possessions, but we made our own fun. I remember we used to just play football from morning to night, and that we were happy with that. And I remember on the farm having my own farm animals and ducks and calves and chickens and all of those things. And I look forward back with fond memories to all of that. There were difficult times too. Money wasn't always plentiful, and this sometimes caused tension in the house and made things a little bit difficult. But God brought us through and God provided. And like Louise said, I too can look back to a granny who prayed and prayed and prayed for our family. And she just prayed constantly for all the grandchildren and all her family. And I know that many of her prayers have been answered, and many are still going to be answered. And she's long since in the glory now, but I know that many of her prayers will still be answered. We were brought along to church, and we did hear the gospel, and we were so thankful that we heard it every Sunday. And I was also brought along as a young person to gospel missions, many, many gospel missions. I was brought up on a diet of missions. During the week would have been going to missions maybe by Mr. Willie Honeyman or by Faith Mission Pilgrims, and that's how I was brought up. And I know it was very, very young whenever I gave my life to the Lord Jesus. In fact, I was so young that I honestly can't remember the first time it happened. But praise the Lord tonight, I know I'm saved because I love the Lord with all my heart. I know it was at a very young age. I can't actually remember a time in my life when I didn't want to serve God with all my heart. I suppose at the time, maybe I didn't write it down, and that's why there wasn't a date to cling to. But praise God, I thank him that he did the work at a very, very early stage. Those missions were missions that made a great impression on me. I remember going to some of those missions, and some of the evangelists would come into a community, a farming community, and they might preach for 3 months before one person was saved. But when those people began to get saved, I can tell you they were saved. They were well saved. And they went on with God. And I knew that they could see the changed lives. And you could see the evidence of it in their lives. And they made a powerful impression on me at that time. Yes, I made mistakes. There were many mistakes, of course, I made. But God was always there to lift me up again. I remember as a young person of maybe 9 or 10, I used to have this idea in my head that even after you were saved, if you sinned again and you did something wrong, that meant that you weren't saved. Now, you might think that's a strange thing to think of, but I have since met other children who've had the same idea. And sometimes maybe for lack of a wee bit of clarity and clear teaching, that can happen. And it took me a wee while to get past that one. And I remember God coming to me and saying, just trust me, just trust me. That's your part, and I'll do mine. Each of us has different personalities, and God can use us according to our personalities, but sometimes Satan only knows too well our personalities also. And I remember various times, many times, he would have attacked me and said, you know, you're not a Christian at all. And look what you've done, and how could you be saved and you're doing that? And I remember having many, many battles about assurance. And it was only whenever I came to really put my foot down and say, I am believing God's word, come what may, that the peace of God came to my heart. Louise has already referred to Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then I just believed that whosoever includes me. And that brought great peace to my heart. I'm glad that when God saves us, that he's not finished with us. And he led me on and has taught me much about himself. I have heard many, many doctrines on holiness and on Christian living. Many of them confused me. Sometimes I was perplexed by what I heard. I had always this powerful desire and passion to go through with God. But the understanding of these, all these different doctrines perplexed me for a while. But then again, God came to me very simply and he said, look, your part in all of this is to surrender to me. And as regards holiness and growing in grace and all of that, you leave that up to me. All you need to do is give me your life. And when you do that to God, when I did that for Christ and gave him my life, that he does the rest. And all he wants, God is a very merciful God. He will maybe put up with a lot of things in our lives sometimes, but one thing he's not going to put up with, and that's having second place. And we need to put God first every single day of our lives. It's very important to put him first in the practical things of life. I loved football, as I said to you. And I remember playing for teams, local teams, and so many times the big match that I was looking forward to happened to be in the same night as the prayer meeting. And there used to be a battle. What will I do? Will I go to the football match? Will I go to the prayer meeting? And I thank God that he gave me the grace to put him first and go to the prayer meeting. And God blesses you. When you decide to put God first, then he will bless you in your life. There's other ways we can put God first also. As I was growing up and studying for exams, I remember feeling the pressure of revision many times, and young people do have to pass exams, and that's important. And I always felt under pressure, sometimes at least anyhow, to revise on Sunday and to study on Sunday and work on Sunday. But I thank the Lord that I made a decision early on in life that I wasn't going to revise or work or study on God's day, that I was going to keep that day holy. And I'm glad now that I can look back and say God never failed me. And God, young Christian tonight, if you're in that situation, God will not fail you if you take your stand on the Sabbath day. I moved up through high school and I entered Stranmillis College to train to be a teacher. That was a unique experience. That was a fantastic experience, but it was very difficult initially. It was hard because I felt very lonely the first year. There were lots of friends there, but at night they headed out to the pubs and discos and so on. And I remember staying in the wee room there in the college, and it was very lonely. And I thought, really, I don't know if I can come back for a second year and stick this, because it was difficult. But I prayed, and over the summer, the Lord made it clear to me that he wanted me to go back. And to cut a very long story short, after a few months of my second year, a couple of fellows that I was very close to, who had been backslidden, they came along with me to a mission in the Martyrs Memorial Church, and both of them came back to the Lord. And that was a massive encouragement to me, and it was lovely to see them going on with God. And then the rest of my time in college was easier from that point in time. I've always known a clear calling in my life. I knew that God wanted me to work with the boys and girls. So I am a teacher. I worked for 15 years in a school in Dromore. Now, not Dromore County Tyrone, Dromore County Down. And there, just in 2008, then I moved to another school outside Armagh, a school called Drumhillery. Now, that's a unique school for me. Not just because Johnny's wife went to this school, but she did. Pauline went to Drumhillery School outside Armagh. And it's also because there was such a great Christian ethos in that school. And I know that people were praying for me even before I got the job. And there are many, many Christian connections with that school. And God has led me there. I have no question about that whatsoever. And most of the teachers in the school are Christians. And God has been blessing our school. And I trust that he'll continue to do so. I just have a burden for the boys and girls in this day and age, whenever there are so many other rival interests, so many ways in which the boys and girls and young people can be taken away from God. And there's TV programs and the books that they can read, the computer games that they can play. So many anti-God messages are being they're being bombarded with. And sometimes people would say to you, you know, children should be brought up in a neutral environment, and you shouldn't brainwash, or you shouldn't, and I agree with that, or you shouldn't indoctrinate. But the thing is, the world doesn't do that. And from an early age, the world is bombarding our children with evolution and witchcraft and drinking and all sorts of things. And we need to remember that we have to reach the boys and girls while they're young. I hear a wee bit about what the church does here, and I'm glad the church places an emphasis on children's work, because that's where it starts. It was D.L. Moody who said at the end, you know, you've probably all heard of D.L. Moody, great evangelist, and thousands of people were led to the Lord through him. At the very end of his life, he said a very startling thing. He said, if he could relive his whole life, then he would definitely devote his entire ministry to children's work. And I thought that was a startling and an amazing thing for a man of God like that to say. You see, you've often heard probably that most people, of the people who get saved, and obviously there's been statistics and figures to prove this, but of those who get saved, 75 to 80% get saved before they're 14 years of age. Now, that doesn't mean to say they won't be saved after that, but it gets progressively harder after that. So we need to redouble our efforts and work so hard to see the boys and girls saved. God is. After I left university, Louise has already mentioned just how we met. That was a miracle as well in itself. And I thank God for Louise. A marriage is a team effort. There are times whenever I have felt low, and she has helped to lift me up. And there's been times whenever it's the other way around, and she has been low, and I have helped to lift her up. And that's the way it should be. And God brought us together. A threefold cord's not easily broken. It's not what the Bible tells us. And I thank God that even before I met Louise, that he was engineering our circumstances, like she said tonight, that we would eventually meet. And God wants to do that for you, young person, tonight, and God wants to do that for everybody. Louise mentioned about the possibility of going. She almost went to Scotland to be at university there. And if that had happened, I know we wouldn't have met. And so she went to Jordanstown there in the end, and we eventually, our paths crossed and we met. And God loves us so much that he wants to plan our lives out for us and help us to. All we have to do is submit, and he will eventually and gradually unfold what he has in store for us. But our part is just to say, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. So, as I round off tonight, I have three beautiful girls, and I love them dearly. And my prayer is for them that they would go through with God. Yes, they're brought up in a Christian home, but because they're brought up in a Christian home, that doesn't mean that they're automatically saved. They have to make that decision for themselves, and they've done that. And I praise the Lord for that. But I pray that they will go on, because the Christian life is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and it's a long path. But I believe God will take them through. For the remainder of my days on this earth, and none of us know how long we have, I just want God to be glorified through my life and through the life of our family. It was W.P. Nicholson who had these words inscribed on his gravestone, and he said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And if we can get to a stage where we want nothing more, where we're content to let God get all the glory, then he can really use us and he will work in our lives, and we have to be humble before him. Just to finish with the words of a Noel Grant hymn, which has always been very, very special to me. Some of you know it here. "Go through with God, your vows to pay, your all upon the altar lay. The Holy Ghost will do the rest and give to you God's very best." Thank you.